This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Regional Transportation District is seeking public input on its current fare structure. The hope is to better understand how riders across the Front Range use the system and what can be done to simplify the mix of fares between light rail and bus routes. Scott Reed is a spokesperson for RTD.
Well, as we have expanded our system and added light rail, accessoride, call and ride, and other services over the years, it has resulted in a very complicated and complex fare system. We have 16 different transit agencies across the country that we compare ourselves to, and we have pretty easily the most complicated fare system out of those peer agencies. And we also know that with the new services that are going to be coming online in 2016, including four rail lines and the US 36 bus rapid transit line, that this is the time to try to simplify this as best we can.
Do you feel users right now, maybe new users, are deterred from using your system because of their concerns with transfers, zone differences, and the like?
Oh, we definitely know that from our passenger surveys. One of the single largest impediments to riding public transportation is really trying it the very first time. And anytime you add complexity or have complexity, that further eliminates some riders who are just like, wow, I just don't even know what I should pay for this. So we're hoping that we're by being able to reduce the complexity, to have a more simplified structure, and then to potentially have a more simplified pricing structure, will enable people to realize that it's not that difficult.
And RTD is holding a series of public meetings this month. However, it seems you already know there's a problem with the fare structures. So what can these meetings accomplish?
While we get a lot of feedback from the public, especially from our riders, we also want to hear from people who are non-riders who may have experienced that same situation, that they went online or thought about trying to take the bus and just were deterred because they just didn't know exactly what to do, and want to hear about that and then what would have helped them in that situation.
And when could the public see a new fare structure?
One thing to keep in mind, we do not anticipate a fare increase across the board, but this is much more of a simplification process. And one of our key goals is to have all of this in place when all those new systems open up in 2016 so that we can reduce the complexity, knowing that we are going to have a more complex system with all this new transit service available.
That was RTD's Scott Reed. He was speaking about the agency's fare structure study. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.